agenda item. I want to believe that in the process we will then be joined by other members. Maybe I should indicate to all of you that we did receive another submission from Honorable Davidson, which intend to regulate the doing business with the state by the employees of the state themselves. It is the second level of the one we discussed. He briefed us last, because the one that he briefed us on was only dealing with political parties, office bearers, and other related, you know, structure. But this time it's about the officials within, you know, the state. We will then allocate date for being briefed on that one. The second challenge that we are confronted with is in relation to our support staff. I'm sure you would recall that from last year we have already been served by three, if not four, secretariats. And I thought by now we are stable in the secretariat unit. We have got a young, capable, you know, person who is doing well compared to the rest of, you know, secretariat that they've been serving us. But we have been, you know, fortunate in the research unit that Ms. Meso has been, you know, part of us from the beginning until today. But now maybe they realize that we are getting stable in that side. They are also intending to move, and we are trying to work on that, but it's something that is not good there. Because you would recall that the process of the proposed legislation that we are still waiting to get the response of the speaker, she has been, you know, behind together with the secretariat. So if she were to leave, it will then be, you know, one step back again. So however, we will continue trying to engage the authority to understand where we are. And finally, our quorum will no longer be required six, we are not going to require seven like it has been. We will now require only six, because before us we have got a letter of resignation from the committee coming from Honorable Mulebati. And I'm sure the IFP saga, it is something that I think that's the position that will prevail immediately. We have got the letter, but the letter should then be formalized by being tabled in through the ATC, so that it becomes a formal policy of Parliament. I think by next week that will then not require us to have that number anymore. Having said that, can we then get apologies?
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, members. We received apologies from Honourable Killian, Honourable Adam Gerso on the same day, Honourable Ainsley, Ms. Barrett is going to be with us until 12:30, and Ms. Nchumi phoned and said she would unfortunately be late, but she is coming.
Honourable Fitch.
I'm going to leave in the
sure you, just to recap where we left our discussions in the last meeting, we were still considering whether we are for or not for. And we have, in that regard, in advance prepared both motions that whatever we agreed on, then we sign the one that we have agreed on. I'm sure it has been circulated amongst ourselves. And nothing is, you know, by going to be seen as the driving force. This is in case we finalize the matter today, we should be able to process it there and then, not waiting for any other. Just to bring you where we are, all of you, you would recall that there was a move to say let's refer to the matter to the relevant portfolio committee. There was a request that we should not look into details of how do we arrive at our decision. There was a move to say let's not grant completely. So I'm sure if you were to take it from where, so that we move towards finalizing the matter. Open, Honourable Dre.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to jump in early because, as indicated already, I've got to leave by 8:25 for the 8:30 meeting elsewhere. At the previous meeting of this committee, we approved the guidelines that was proposed for us as a committee when considering proposals that come before this committee, and we agreed to adopt those. And I think we should, it's now formal resolution of this committee, and we should use those guidelines when considering proposals that come before us. So while this is very useful, the analysis of the law and the self-proposals that we have, we get to opposing recommendations. But these really go into the substance of the legislation. It goes into the merits of this legislation. It doesn't actually address the technical points that we have a checklist in the guidelines that we accept. It doesn't really address those points. So my position would be, and I would really plead with this committee, that we err on the liberal side, so to speak, in referring and agreeing for legislation and legislative proposal to go forward to the relevant portfolio committee, so that they can, the relevant portfolio committee can then discuss in depth and the substance and the merit of legislation. We just tick the other boxes to see if there's no technical reasons why it shouldn't go forward, and then we should let it go forward. So, Mr. Chairman, my recommendation is that we adopt the two proposals before us, which says that the proposal is feasible and should be proceeded with in both instances, for both the law and the self-recommendation proposals.
Any input? Honourable Mdaka.
Thank you, President. If I may ask the Honourable Member, which is the relevant committee? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, it's not for me to say, but I would offer my recommendation. It's probably the Justice and Constitutional Committee. Constitutional Development or Constitutional Review, what's the correct name of that committee? Constitutional Development Committee. The Justice and Constitutional Development Committee. I would guess that's where it should belong.
Thank you. Any further?
Are we saying here we are not taking any decision? We are not taking any decision right now, but we are referring to the committee, to the relevant. I can see you, but I still. Are we agreeing that we are not taking any decision, but we are referring it back to the to the constitutional, justice and constitutional for it to scrutinize and take a decision.
Are you able to let by?
I thought it's almost related to your presentation to say, let's not grant, let's not deny, but let's refer. That's what she's asking, whether she got it very right.
If you want me to answer that question, yes, Mr. Chairman, we should take a decision. We should adopt the one a set of recommendations before us. And my proposal is we adopt the one which reads, and I read point 5, in light of the above, the committee is of the view that the proposal is feasible and should be proceeded with. But the proceeded with means that we refer it to the appropriate committee, in this case the Justice and Constitutional Review Committee, for them to take further and deliberate further on this matter.
Any further? Yeah, in that firstly, we are a unique committee. We are dealing with proposals that are relevant to other committees.
Mm-hmm.
So it means we can't take any final decision on any issue that has been brought in here. I mean, it has to be referred back to relevant. Well, I don't think we find that here.
Now, just to confirm, sir, that I agree with my colleagues and what our colleague over there said as well. What we've done really is to say that these bills have passed the test in terms of the tick boxes that my colleague referred to, technically. There's nothing that stops that we see a total red flag, a red light, why we should block it here. If it was out and out unconstitutional, if it was frivolous, if government had said that they are planning to send to submit similar legislation within the next couple of weeks, then certainly we would have said, okay, in that case, it should stop here. But all those criteria that we set ourselves and that we agreed to are met at this stage, and therefore we propose that we say it should go to the next step, which is the portfolio.
Thank you, Honourable Victoria. I'm just want to remind us that the matter before us, if you look at Delile's, Honourable Delile's presentation, she said we should remove Section 84.2J from the Constitution. I'm sure you recall that. And therefore, if we are then saying we want to refer the matter to the Constitutional Development Committee, I'm sure technically it's not correct, because therefore we are dealing with the Constitution now. It should then be the Constitutional Review Committee if we wanted to take that route, because that's the one that can then consider that should be elevated into amending. Amendment does not mean when you add, even when you remove, you amend the Constitution. That therefore we should understand it from that particular level. I wanted to throw it to you to have a clear understanding that if we talk about this particular proposal, it means to amend the Constitution. When you then take it from Honorable Sells, Honorable Sells' proposal is technically avoiding amending the Constitution, but saying let's regulate the process that the President is operating on when arriving at this particular decision. So I thought I should bring us to where we are, so that we understand this thing on an equal footing. When we referred it, we should refer with clear understanding that constitutional amendments cannot be referred to Justice Portfolio Committee, but should then go through in a formal submission, which either you would then set we are regarding this proposal to be a submission towards moving towards the amendment by Honorable Delil that we remove Section 84-2J of the Constitution. For us to do that, obviously they will do their work themselves. Honorable Ray.
I think you've addressed my point. Thank you.
So I was bringing all of us into one to say, let's understand this thing, you know, cool, you know, I like the coolness where we are, to say, do we then understand what we wanted to do? Honorable Pretoria?
So you're totally correct. I think the correct committee would probably be the Constitutional Review Committee, but I'm just thinking maybe in our report we shouldn't say, we shouldn't give to the House the indication that we're saying this must go to that committee, this must go to that committee. We can just refer the matter to the House to say that it must be referred to the relevant committees, which would include Constitution.
I think we'll be relinquishing our responsibility, Honorable. We should be faced, you know, if we are making mistakes, let's mislead Parliament, clearly saying, do 1, 2, 3. We cannot just say, apply your mind. Why have they referred to us? Because they would have been doing exactly that. So they referred it to us so that we give them the, you know, a well, appropriate, you know, advice. I think, one, we agreed that the one off of the list would refer it to CRC. What remains to be heard is what do we do with the self, you know, SWAT? Because cannot be going there because he did not make us to understand that he wanted to amend the Constitution. But he said there is a need to regulate this particular area. I want your wisdom before you now.
Is your question which committee we should recommend it should go to?
Which committee?
Yeah. You want us to make a recommendation to the appropriate committee. Well, I think I stick to what I've said. I may be wrong, but I'm open to the matter to be reviewed. But at the moment, I think it should go to the Justice and Constitutional Development Committee.
What I would like to know, aren't we supposed to have our own view before referring back that as a committee, this is what we feel, then before sending to, what is our position here as a committee with regard to especially the self one? What is
I think somehow we need to be, you know, open and to be honest to ourselves. Do we really need an amendment of the Constitution? Do we see the necessary, requirement for us to do that? And if the answer is yes, then we don't need the self-one. If we don't see the necessary, you know, needs to amend Constitution, maybe we don't need, you know, the delinquent one. We may require the self-one. We can't need them together. That's why I wanted us to be bold and open and be realistic to say which one is, you know, an appropriate route and legally correct. We can't see them all equal and then while talking technically the same but wanting two different processes. Honorable Bill.
Yeah, I understand your point. I'm looking at the Constitution also here. The powers of the president. Now, which may mean that if somebody in the committee or in any committee is challenging the constitutionality of an issue, then we may have to say that the matter of that particular individual must be referred to the review constitutional committee. Then the other issues must be referred to the relevant committees. It means now that one of delay must be referred to, because it challenges the constitution of South Africa, of the powers of the president. And therefore, it must be referred to review, to the review committee. And then the others must be referred to the relevant committees. That one of SEF and the others. Because they are challenging the amendment of the particular bill, or particular law.
I'm worried we're about to lose two members here.
I have to go.
and my worry here, honorable members, is we haven't done our homework. When listening to yourself, you haven't done your homework. Let's go and relook in this presentation that we received, so that we arrive at, you know, a wise, advisable, you know, that we advise. But I'm worried. I don't want us to take decisions that does not help us tomorrow, that we cannot stand by them. Can I appeal to you that you go back and do your homework, honorable members? Please, do you agree with me before you left?
I thought that we can actually take a decision. We agreed on that checklist last week.
I agree on the checklist, but when you listen at what informed us to arrive at this determination, it looks we are not clear as to what exactly is the point.
Mm.
That's why I'm worried. I wanted us to own the decision that we can defend it anyway. But when we are where we are now, it's like we are saying, no, let's just give them all. Therefore, it tells you that the balance of the two have not been scrutinized by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why my worry is.
My lock would really be both these proposals actually meet with the requirements of the checklist. And therefore, I'm happy to say they can both go through.
Then it's a contradiction.
Okay,
thank you. No, and I wanted us to avoid contradicting ourselves. We can't clearly upfront say we are now taking a contradictory decision. We are not even sure, but we just want to drive this thing.
What is the contradiction? The fact that the one goes to the Constitutional Review Committee, the other one goes to the Normal Portfolio Committee. Is that how we see the contradiction?
I'm saying, Honorable Pretorius, listening and taking into consideration the submissions of Honorable Dele, taking what the Justice Department also presented to us, and balance them. I'm sure upfront, that is why, if you recall, Honorable Dele, towards the contrary of that particular presentation, she said, no, but Chairperson, this is unfair for you to invite me to come and make presentation and not letting me know that I should bring along legal advisors. Therefore, that statement alone, it was an acceptance that what I presented did not convince. Do you get where I am? And I'm now then saying, if you then said, out of that particular presentation, we are still saying, let's just remove it from us and continue. I'm saying we are now failing to do the work that this rule said we should do for Parliament. Now, going to Honorable Self's presentation, which I think it was sound to be fair, balanced, even Justice said, what we are worried about is when you then said you regulate the prerequisite of the President, that's where we are having a problem. Now, I'm sitting here to say, for us to say both of them, they sound caring, having weight. Do you get my point? So I'm saying let's be honest and then say this one make a better sense, this one doesn't. But to say all of them, let's go, they make sense. I corner. that's where my difficulty is, Honorable Pretoria. You get my point. So can we agree that let's go and do the justice to this thing and come back and then, you know, advise ourselves and advise Parliament in a very, you know, logical sense. Now I'm no longer moving. I wanted to move on. So I was presenting my frustration in this regard. Where do we go? Oh, we re-go. So we will redo the work. So next time, please convince me that you have, you know, done what is supposed to be done by ourselves, and then we pass this thing and then send to Parliament. So thank you very much for that, and I'm spending all of you. Mina, I'm sure the package that you have been given is inclusive. It's 7 again. How many do we have? So I was confronted with the issue of quorum. Now quorum has been reached. Before Honorable Fisher can leave. So you have received these minutes in advance. Am I correct?
Yes.
Have you gone through them? Minutes of the 25th are the one to be started with. Page 1 of the minutes of the 25th. Page 2. 3. 4.
Page 4, just at the bottom, just before 2.2, this last, second last line, proceed as there should be legislation. I think it's in place, not on place.
Anything again on 5?
On 5.
And then on 4. You are on 4.
No,
on 5.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Move on. Can I just, on 5, but at the top there, it's not wrong, but I just think it's more clear. The second paragraph,
mm-hmm.
The aim of the proposal was identified as, I think we can take out the identified as, the aim of the proposal was the elimination of the abuse. And then at the end of that part, I think there must be a dash.
Was elimination.
So just take out identified as. Yes.
Any move up for adoption? I'm sure you complete
sorry.
Honorable Mtaka, seconder. Honorable Mchun. Thank you very much. I guess there's no objection. Minutes of the 1st September 2010. Page 1. Anything? What is that?
Honorable Mdaka and Chumi tendered apologies for that meeting.
Let's go back. Second, Honorable Sotiwa. Thank you very much. No, the mover was Mdaka. The second one.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you want? No, it's fine. It's fine. On the second set of the 1st of September, page 1. Page 2. Yes, yes.
Paragraph 2, the third line. Subsidized by the government, it was argued that just as with all is just two L's. It's minor things, but I'm just pointing it out.
Paragraph 2, which sentence?
In the middle, the word, the sentence that starts with subsidized.
Oh, okay.
The word all must be two L's. And if you go down while I'm speaking, two in brackets, that one there. Second last line, starting with funds, it should be funds or internal in fighting, if I'm correct. Paragraph 2, the third line, funds or internal, not of internal. And then if you go down to number 4, during, I think the third can come away, during 2009.
Okay. Anything on Facebook? Page 3. On page 2.
No,
And let me first, Chairperson, apologize on your behalf for having started the meeting before I arrived. I know that it wasn't your intention to do that. You just had to due to time. Okay. Chairperson, I believe on point one, Boxing South Africa received 2.2 million. I believe that it should be taxpayers.
Point number two, the deadline certainly was equal at
the Fed.
It was at the just as with all other options, with us.
Page 3,
The paragraph just before 2.1, the last sentence there, if I can just read the sentence, it says the sponsor appealed to the committee to recommend the repeal of the SA Boxing Act to allow the boxers and boxing promoters, and then it again says to be allowed. I think that second to be allowed to must come out. In other words, let's just be too properly organized.
Anything on page 3? Page 4? Page 5? Honorable.
Paragraph 5, sir. Honorable Killian moved for the adoption of the, that must be the amended third term committee report. She pasted this from the top on it.
Okay.
So can I just make a comment while we're finishing the minute, that I think the quality of the minute is excellent, and I can only wish that we had the same quality in all the other committees as well. We need to commend our club for that.
Thank you very much. Well done, Bob Ryan. Any mover for adoption? Honorable Sasibo, Honorable Custodia, second. Thank you very much. The meeting sent to again to allow us. Wait. I've omitted something. I don't think that requires us to. The program itself. Is there anything that you wanted to talk to? The program that we have amended to run our fourth quarter. You have seen it. Is there anything that you wanted to?
Just a comment on the date of the Adelaide Hotel thing. I see it on a Friday and it goes till 5 o'clock, and I'm just wondering about the.
Which one?
On the last entry on that one, Friday the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Our workshop is on the Friday in Cape Town. I'm just wondering about the desirability of having a Friday so late for a workshop, whether we will still have people around there on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, we don't want to change it to. The intention here was to say it will be a half day kind of. Honorable.
Chairperson, taking it from experience that we have had with Fridays, let's refer the matter back to the circumstances to go and look at the appropriate day except Friday.
Okay. And you will do that. We will then determine which day is suitable. Therefore, we will then refer this back to we consider them. We will then adopt it next week. Thank you very much.
We can go and attend other things.
Okay.